Workers at Hannaford's South Portland Distribution Center could soon go on strike. The more than 200 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers Union overwhelmingly authorized a strike last weekend after rejecting the company's final contract proposal. Patty White has details.
After negotiating for more than a month, Tom Brown of the United Food and Commercial Workers Union says the problem the workers have with the contract boiled down to two primary issues.
The people really feel like the company's sticking their nose up at them. They're not deserving of a decent raise and a fair and equitable percentage of the health care.
Brown says Hannaford's parent company, Ahold Delhaize, has put forth a cost-neutral contract, which would pay for any increases in certain areas by cutting costs in others. One cut that workers didn't find acceptable was the hiring wage, which, according to Brown, would drop to $15 an hour, about $5 an hour less than what it is currently.
God bless the workers. They felt that this was wrong, and they stood by the people that who have not even started working there yet.
Brown says Ahold Delhaize can afford to pay good wages and a higher share of medical costs. The company's fourth quarter sales rose to nearly $20 billion last year. Several hours after the union announced on Monday they authorized a strike, a spokeswoman for Delhaize America Distribution, Christy Phillips Brown, issued a written statement that the parties have agreed to meet next Monday and that there will be no strike pending mediation. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.